So, first of all, this new set of trials is with pregnant women and teenagers. What would you say to these vulnerable people who could be concerned about the risks?
So you're absolutely right. The trials that we're doing at the moment are focusing on two really important groups. They are pregnant women and teenagers. And if I just start with the pregnant women, the really important thing about pregnant women is that we recognize that they have an increased risk of severe COVID-19. And indeed, in very recent data that has been published in the UK, it's shown that pregnant women are the ones who are going into hospital at the moment with severe COVID, and the great majority of them are unvaccinated. So we do very strongly recommend that pregnant women take the opportunity now to go and get a dose of COVID-19 vaccine. And of course, pregnant women, like other men and women, have concerns about vaccination, and in particular with the COVID-19 vaccines. But I think as time has gone on, we've very strongly seen that the vaccines that are being used are safe in pregnant women and in non-pregnant women. And now there's considerable worldwide experience with vaccinating pregnant women against COVID-19. You know, in the US and the UK, more than 180,000 pregnant women will have been vaccinated, and there are no signals to suggest that there are any safety concerns. We're doing a study as well in pregnant women, and this is to really address a couple of important questions. The most important question being, which schedule in pregnancy offers the best protection for pregnant women? We know that, as I say, these vaccines are safe in pregnant women. We know that they are effective in pregnant women, but it may be that a certain schedule offers the optimal protection in pregnant women. So what we're doing is we're comparing short schedules. So that's a 4 to 6 week gap between doses of COVID-19 vaccine with longer schedules, 8 to 10 weeks, because the really important thing about vaccinating pregnant women against COVID-19 is that we want maximal protection during that limited period of time, 9 months typically, and in particular, the last part of that 9 months, that's when we want protection to be at its greatest. And so this trial, called the PREGCOV trial, is recruiting women and is giving them a COVID-19 vaccine, but two different schedules of COVID-19 vaccine to address that particular question. We're also doing a range of other things. We're looking at the reactions that they have. We're looking at the transfer of the antibody from the mother to the baby. And also, we're looking at whether the antibody from the vaccine goes into breast milk for those mothers who choose to breastfeed. And then we're looking to see how long the antibody will last in both the mother and in the baby. And these things are really important when we start to think about booster doses later on for women, and also for vaccinating children and protecting children against COVID-19. So the PREGCOV trial is addressing those really important questions. But on the back of that, I just want to say again that it's really important, whether they're in the trial or not in the trial, that pregnant women are receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Because, as I say, we do recognize that pregnant women are at increased risk of severe COVID-19. So we must do everything we can to protect pregnant women from this this disease. So that's the pregnancy trial, PREGCOV. The other trial that you mentioned is the trial in which is called COMCOV3. And this is a trial where we are vaccinating adolescents, young people from 12 to 16 years of age. And this is also an important trial. And it's an important trial because it will shape the recommendation for all adolescents ultimately. So this trial, COMCOV3, is led by Oxford University, and a number of sites are involved, including our own site at St. George's. We are approaching 12 to 16-year-olds. And in fact, now we're approaching 12 to 16-year-olds who have received their first dose of the Pfizer vaccine in the community as part of the routine program. What we're doing is we want to recruit them now, and they will be offered a second dose of vaccine, but we'll be looking at different second doses. So that will include the full dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It will include a half dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It will include a half dose of the Moderna vaccine, and it will include a full dose of the Novavax vaccine. And what we're really trying to do here is fine-tune the schedule for adolescents to give them best protection and lowest reactogenicity, highest safety, if you like. This will tell us what the best second dose is to be given to adolescents. And the results of this trial will go to the JCVI, the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, which is the body that makes recommendations to the UK government about the national vaccine program. So this really will shape what happens for all adolescents next year. So the ComCov 3 trial is underway. And as I say, we are one of the sites at St. George's, so we do welcome any adolescents coming forward to participate in this trial. So they're the two trials that we're doing at the moment, and they're the sort of reasons that we're doing them. So I hope that makes sense.
Okay, brilliant. That's everything I wanted to know about these trials. I was going to ask as well, what trends have you noticed over the past few months with the vaccine program? Someone who's been involved in the trials, is there anything that you've noticed that you haven't really seen reported on or discussed widely?
No, I think that, to stand back for a moment, it's important to recognize that the national vaccine program has been hugely successful. The speed with which it started and rolled out across the UK population has been, incredible. And it's for that reason that, we are in such a better position now in dealing with COVID-19. We're at the stage now where new things are happening to the program. Most recently, of course, the recommendation to include booster doses for those over the age of 50, those who have underlying health problems, and those who work in certain occupations, health and social care, for example. So that's the recent addition to this. And the rationale for that is of course to ensure that these higher risk groups are optimally protected over the winter period, because of course we do associate the winter period with increased circulation of respiratory viruses, and that may include, of course, this virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. So we want to maximally protect these higher risk individuals over this period of time. And at the same time, in terms of routine vaccine programs, of course, the National Influenza Vaccine Program has been stepped up and is now including those over the age of 50 as well. And this, too, is really important because we're aware that if you have both COVID-19 and influenza, then the outcome will be worse. So we need to protect people against both influenza, and it may be that this is a worse season this year, and of course COVID-19. So the booster program is something that is a recent change, and of course there has been much discussion about that. I and my colleagues hope that it's well taken up by those people who are at higher risk, because it's all about protecting them and protecting the NHS. In terms of other things that are happening, of course, it's now coming down into the adolescent age group. And I've alluded to this in terms of talking about the ComCov 3 trial. But the program at the moment is rolling out where one dose of vaccine is being offered to these children and young people. And again, we think this is really important because we recognize that although it tends to be often a mild disease in younger people, that's not always the case. And of course, it is a very common infection now. We know that there are many, many cases in this population. So by vaccinating them, we would prevent them developing infection and also prevent them developing severe infection for that minority that go on to develop severe infection. And that's really important for them to be able to do all the things that they would want to be doing in terms of schooling and college and all of the other stuff that can otherwise be interrupted by them having to isolate because they've got COVID-19. And of course, it also prevents them going on to get some of these other rarer but really important consequences like long COVID, which we clearly would wish to avoid. And again, the vaccine program would hope to do that. The key thing about the adolescent program, of course, is that it's one dose that's being offered at the moment, with the possibility of a second dose once we understand a little bit more about what the best second dose should be. And that takes me straight back to the COMCOV-3 trial, which is all about identifying the best second dose to offer to this age group, the best dose to offer them best protection, but also to minimize any chance of reactions and to minimize any safety concerns. So that's why COMCOV-3 is important. So that's the next group, is the adolescent group. And of course, we're starting to think about whether vaccination should come down even lower than 12 years of age. And studies are underway both here and elsewhere to think about that too. And then I will come back to the pregnancy group again, and simply because there has been recent attention over the last few days, last week or so, again, about the burden of COVID-19 in pregnant women and how important that is. And that at this moment in time, they are under-vaccinated. The coverage of the vaccine in pregnant women is relatively low and needs to be improved so that we can protect pregnant women against COVID-19. And that comes back then to the PREKOV trial. Because what it's doing is, as I say, identifying the best schedule, but it's also by providing high level and quality trial data will ultimately improve the confidence that pregnant women can have in the use of these vaccines when they are pregnant. So I think they're the important things that are happening at the moment.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very